Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Bob Thibodeau with the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast, and you are listening to Life Transformation Radio with my good friend Sean Douglas. Be sure to subscribe to his podcast so you will not miss any of the upcoming episodes, and be blessed in all that you do.
Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, business positioning strategist, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 66 countries, such as the United States, Canada, Sweden, all across Europe and Asia, and even New Zealand and Australia. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformation. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that has changed our lives, and then how we use this to then transform others and elevate their lives as well. Now you can listen to us live right here on Blog Talk Radio at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can also join our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community. You can subscribe to the show on the podcatchers that you're most familiar with, and then rate and review the show. And we can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, Radio Public, Overcast, CastBox, and the Google Play Music app. Now, on the show, I have entrepreneurs, speakers, business owners, coaches, podcasters, authors, amazing people who are impacting the world around them. And my guest today does just that. If you have any questions for any of the guests that I bring on the show, this is a live show. So you can call us up at 657-383-1109. Again, the number, 657-383-1109. So please help me welcome to the show my friend, Carolyn Bennett Sullivan. How's it going, Carolyn?
Hey, it's going great, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing amazing, and I'm super pumped to have you on the show today.
Thank you. I'm super pumped to be here.
So you and I would say it'd be a dream for you too, but you and I delivered our dream of having a TEDx talk in December of 2017.
Yep, and it was a dream for me. It was something that was on my bucket list. And the opportunity presented itself, and like you, I just went for it. I didn't know whether I was going to be accepted or not, but I gave it my all, and it was really such an amazing experience to be on
Absolutely.
The red carpet stage. And you know, it's not just the experience, but really, I mean, listening to the other speakers and what you mm-hmm. learned from them was such a highlight for me of the whole experience. I mean, I was just, I was blown away by your talk, and I was blown away by, you know, the young people that shared the stage with us that day. It was just really, really an incredible life-changing experience for me.
Absolutely. And now here we are a year later, and we're
yep.
on the show together. So this is just absolutely, yeah. it just goes to show that it just doesn't end there.
That's right. It doesn't.
Yeah. So today the episode is titled Liberating Fear and Letting Love In with Carolyn Bennett Sullivan. Carolyn is the CEO of Savvy Heart and author of the book Get the F Out, Liberating Fear and Letting Love In. These are workbooks and regular books. A highly sought after speaker and workshop facilitator presenting the seven faces of fear, when shift happens, and navigating change confidence in an ever-changing workplace. As a certified passion test facilitator and transition specialist, she's passionate about helping people and organizations navigate change by claiming their independence from the fear, stress, and uncertainty it produces by giving them tools and strategies to uncover their deepest passion and mission, consciously focus their thoughts, and connect to their internal guidance system to create systems and solutions that empowers all to experience personal and professional success. Despite 25 years of successful sales experience, she longed to do more meaningful work. Through her divorce in 2010 and disappointing attempts to re-enter the corporate world of medical sales, life's challenges led her on a journey of awakening and self-realization. It was through this process she discovered how to uncage the chatter, reclaim control over her thoughts, and reconnect to her internal guidance system, creating greater confidence, clarity, and happiness within herself. If you want to see her amazing TEDx talk, it's there in the show notes. You can connect with her on Facebook, LinkedIn, and then her website at carolynbsullivan.com. Go check her out. She's doing amazing, amazing, incredible things in the world. So, Carolyn, my first question for you is why? Why do you do what you do?
Well, that's a great question, Sean. And the reason why I do what I do, and it seems like what I do is always evolving and changing, it's because I realized, after my divorce, I was really in a dark place for a while, for a couple of years. And as I mentioned in my bio, I had been in medical sales, and I was trying to go back to medical sales because that's what I knew. It wasn't what I really liked. I wasn't passionate about it, but it was what I knew. And ultimately, it was fear that was holding me back. You know, I kept giving myself excuses like, well, I'm 50, so, and I've been out of the workforce for 6 years, so who's going to want to hire me? Why should I even put my resume out there? You know, all this self-sabotaging talk, right? And so through that experience, and I did try and go back into medical sales, and it actually makes me laugh now. For a couple of years, I would get on board with these startup companies, and right as I was starting to, you know, earn some money and make some traction, they would shut down. And after about 2 years of that, I'm finally, you know, one day sitting on my couch crying, and I look up and I go, okay, God, I'm getting the message here. You know, obviously this is not my best game plan. So what is it?
Right.
And at that point, you know, it took me a while, but I eventually discovered that I really wanted to get certified as a passion test facilitator, which I did. And that process is a process which helps people get crystal clear on their top priorities and passions. It's a very simple yet powerful tool to gain that clarity. So that was kind of the beginning for me. But yeah, what I realized was, even though people were getting clear, there was still fear. Fear that was stopping them, which was stopping me. And I really took a deep dive into my own psyche, basically, to figure out, what is it about fear? What is it that's me from living my best life? And that really became my why, because I truly believe, Sean, that we all have our own genius. We all have incredible talent and potential.
Mm-hmm.
And you see so many people that are talented and have so many gifts, and yet the fear stops them from really pursuing their dreams, from really living their best life. And that's just really sad to me, you know.
Yeah. So I
feel like, you know, if I can help somebody recognize their fear through that process and help them learn to I don't want to say overcome it. Yes, overcome it. But I really think fear can be our teacher too. You know, when those fear-based feelings come up, it's trying to tell us something. It's trying to teach us something. And typically, for me, it's about releasing an old belief, releasing something that no longer serves you. So for me, my why is to be able to help people and organizations too, because organizations have their own form of fear within the people, you know, within it. So to help them 100%. Really learn how to navigate through that. So change can happen, transformation can happen, and people can actually really step into their greatest power and their best self.
I love that. So well said.
So thank you. That's really my why. And it's not only for the people that I serve, it's for myself too, because
as humans,
that is an emotion that in its various forms that we carry with us throughout our life. There are some people that are, you know, much more fearless than others, but I don't even think the very most successful people on this planet don't experience some form of fear at some point, whether it's anxiety or doubt or, you know, we all experience it. We all feel it.
Yep. Absolutely. I 100% agree with that. The thing is, sometimes we don't deal with it and we just try to put it off to the side. And I feel like there's a lot of danger in doing that. You know, there's one side of the aisle that says, oh, push through, push past fear, break through. Like, yeah. And then there's another side that we're acting like it's not there. And you're not accepting it, acknowledging it. And that can be bad.
I definitely agree. There's something in the acknowledging and addressing it that helps to eliminate it. It gives you a sense of power when you do that. I think a lot of times, I know I've done this in my own life, where you shove it down and you act like it isn't there, you know?
Yep.
And when you do that, you know, not only does it have an emotional effect on you, it has a physical effect on you. You know, I mean, in terms of disease, if you continue to do that over and over again. So it's, you know, I think the more that you can acknowledge it and say, okay, you know, maybe for an example, maybe it's, gee, I'd really like to go after this job promotion, but I'm really fearful of not getting the position, right? So the more that you can acknowledge it and say, okay, I'm scared, but I'm going to go for it anyway. What's the worst that can happen? Well, I don't get the job. Okay, well, is that going to kill me? No, it's not going to kill me. I might feel disappointed. I might feel like I'm not good enough for a minute or two, you know, but it's not going to kill me. But instead of saying, oh, I'm not going to go for it and I don't really want it, and you have all these emotions and you're trying to act like they're not there, and that doesn't serve you, you know.
Right.
We are, as human beings, we are emotional beings. Whether you want to acknowledge that or not, we are emotional beings. We buy on emotion. We make decisions on emotion. You know, a lot of times we we make decisions logically and rationally, but there's also always emotion there, because when you make a decision, ultimately you're choosing something in which you think is either going to improve your life, make you happy, bring you greater joy. Take pain away. You know, there's always an emotional attachment to whatever decision that you make. So, you know, being able to recognize those emotions and say, okay, this is an emotion, a fear-based emotion, and I don't like it, but, you know, let me ask why this is coming up. You know, what is this really all about? Instead of trying to shove it down.
That's true. I've seen a lot of pain out, you know, at the worst time, a lot of fear-based pain.
Yeah.
And it starts to boil over, and it's just acceptance is the way to go. You know, if you're afraid, then why? I don't know. I just said, well, what are you thinking? What are you feeling? I always say that thoughts, feelings, and beliefs drive all reactions and all decisions.
Yeah, absolutely.
So figure it out. What are you thinking? What are you feeling?
Right.
What do you believe about this moment? You know?
Right. And you know, a lot of those triggers come from our childhood. We may not even be conscious of the memory.
Right.
But that trigger comes from something typically in our past. And one of the things that I try to, you know, have and tell myself too, is that our past does not have to predicate our future. You know, so when that emotion comes up, if you get that feeling of maybe humiliation, you know, I think of an example when I was in sixth grade, I was completely humiliated in front of my class by my teacher for something that I was trying to do. I was actually meeting with the principal at recess to plan a surprise engagement party for her. And she saw that I wasn't at recess, and she completely humiliated me in front of the entire classroom. You know, and I was sitting there crying. I was 12 years old. Well, you know, and you know, I had to work through that. I had a lot of anger and resentment towards her for many years, and I finally let it go. You know, but when things would happen where I felt like I was being humiliated or scolded, those feelings would come up. And so I had to learn to recognize what's triggering this. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, that's from that teacher in sixth grade. Oh,
yeah.
I don't have to. I know what they are. I know what's triggering it. I don't have to embrace it. I can recognize
right.
it for what it is and let go, and then decide, how do I want to move forward? How do I want
exactly.
to move forward?
It's moving forward. You have to move forward.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
100%. Absolutely. Absolutely. So tell us a transformational moment that changed your life and put you on the path to what you're doing now.
Okay. Actually, it's pretty ironic. One of my biggest transformational moments was after I wrote my book, Get the F Out. So, you know, you can know it in your head, but sometimes walking your talk is a different thing. So I had written the book,
right.
You know, it was something I felt very passionate about, and I knew what I had written about. You know, I know my stuff, right? I studied it. I researched it. And yet I was going after I published it, I was going through a period of time where a relationship had ended. I was felt really heartbroken about it. And I had a lot of old beliefs coming up about myself and who I am in relationships. And it was really, I was in a dark, dark place. And it was almost like the universe was asking me, you know this stuff, Carolyn, but can you walk your talk? Do you really believe
wow.
it? Can you live it? The answer was sometimes no. So I really had to go through that shedding process of
yeah.
really going really deep with a lot of old beliefs that I was still carrying within myself about who I was and who I was, particularly in relationships, and why I continued to put myself in situations where I would sabotage myself. And it was really, it was an amazing process. It was like, walking through the fire and just to burn all that stuff off so I could be cleansed, basically.
Wow.
And that was really huge
deep.
For me. That was a really dark, dark
yeah.
time. I'd have to
sounds
say
like
that is, that was like in 2000, I published the book in 2015. So probably for about 6 months out of that year, I was really working through a lot of that. And I'm happy to say that since then, I've been really pretty happy. I've had
good.
My moments. I've had,
sure.
Both my parents have died since then. But going through
wow.
that process allowed me to really release and clear away some baggage that I was still
sure.
carrying. And it's funny how it shows up. You just never know how those opportunities or when those opportunities are going to show up for you to grow and for you to move forward on your own path of transformation.
Yep, absolutely. What I think is fascinating is we don't know how it's going to work until later down the road. And you're like, oh, got it. Like, it almost like
yeah.
hits you one day. You're like, oh, no way. And because now you get a bigger
yeah.
picture and now you see, right? So that's what I've noticed.
Absolutely.
Almost 200 episodes of Life Transformation Radio. And every single time someone tells me the transformation moment, I'm like, yeah, awesome, talking about that. And then right after that, it's always something like, I didn't see it at first, or I didn't know it at first, or, now this is what I do, and that transformation moment has pushed me down this way because of this. I'm like, but you didn't see the time. You're like, no, sucks. Like, everyone's like, it sucks.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sucks.
And you so often those situations in your life where you're like, oh my God, this is awful. Why is this happening? This is, the worst thing. It leads you to so much greater opportunity. So much, I'm in a relationship now. I've been in a relationship with a wonderful man for, over 2 years, 2.5 years. We just moved to North
Good.
Carolina. We're getting
oh boy.
Ready to open a golf game that he and his father invented in the 70s at Tanglewood Park in Winston-Salem. And, so had I not gone through that experience, I wouldn't have been ready for him. Right?
Wow.
So it's going through those dark experiences and being open to go through them because, as you know, Sean, you've been through your own trauma. It's not an easy process when you're going through the fire.
It's not.
You get to the other side,
it is not easy.
It's great. But when you're going through it, it's tough. It takes strength, and it takes patience with yourself and the willingness to go where you need to go so that you can come out on the other side. And a lot of people,
absolutely,
I think, are afraid to go there. I think a lot of people shove their emotions down. They shove the fear down so they don't have to experience the pain.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because
I agree with that. We want to run away from pain. We don't want to hurt. We don't want to experience these things. You're going to one way or another. I just feel like you need to be broken in order to be remade.
Right.
Because there's nothing, there's nothing you can do to grow other than to be stretched and to be broken and to be in the fire. And you know what I'm saying? There's no substitute for it.
No, there isn't. And a lot of people, I mean, I think that's why a lot of people self-medicate.
They
self-medicate.
They don't want to feel it.
With drugs or alcohol or shopping or sex or food or, you know, whatever, work, because they don't want to feel it. And, you know, I had a therapist that I know say to me one time, you know, you can continue to try and shove it down, but it's going to come out somewhere. Eventually, it's going to come out somewhere. And if you don't address it the way it's going to come out, probably it's not going to be in a way that really serves you well.
You know? Right. Right. Yeah, that's – yeah, no, that's not good. I've noticed that when it does come out, though, it's very uncharacteristic of the person.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people will know. Like, that's kind of how you know when you're at the start. You know, be like, oh, crap. Because, I mean, like I said, you bury things down and bury and bury and bury. And then people start self-medicating with drugs and alcohol. And then it just, like, overflows because you're not dealing with it, you know. So, you know, what I tell people is that acceptance is your friend. Accept what you don't have to like it. Nobody says that you have to like what's going on. Nobody says, you know, like the whole thing, like, we'll just suck it up. Well, yeah, that's not good. Don't just suck it up. Like, that's what happens when you just bury it. Like, just suck it up and deal. Like, no, you have to deal with it. Like, there's a whole caveat. Like, you have to deal with it. So,
right.
There are ways, like what you talk about, to bust through all that and deal with that and actually deal with it. Otherwise, it's gonna be bad.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love what you just said about acceptance is your friend, because it truly is. And like you said, you don't have to like it, but when you can accept whatever is, it opens you up. It gives you a sense of power. It's empowering. You know, you can say, I don't like this situation at all, but this is what it is. Okay, so I get to choose how I'm going to move forward through this. I get to choose how I'm going to navigate. Because when you don't accept it, guess what? You're out of control. Something else is controlling you, and more than likely, it's your fear.
Yeah. Yeah, very true. Very true. So how do you help people break through? So you're a highly sought-after speaker, workshop, trainer. How do you break the fear? How do you not bury all of that down inside you and move on?
Well, the first thing you have to do, like you said, is acknowledge and accept what's going on. One of the ways that I help people is through speaking and workshops. I also have a 7-step process called Free Your Fear. And it is basically 7 questions. And I recommend that people use it when they're in a state of fear. So that could be anger. It could be anxiety. It could be depression. It could be confusion. I think that feeling confused about something is actually a fear-based emotion. It could be when you're feeling rejected or disappointed about something. Any fear-based emotion. I walk people through these seven questions. And what those questions do is help them to gain clarity about what is this fear really about? You know, has something been triggered in me? You know, is this a reoccurring type of situation where I'm being triggered over and over again? And the whole point of the process is to help them gain clarity, identify, you know, what the source of that fear is.
Right.
And then create some solutions to the fear. You know, what are some solutions that I can come up with for this particular situation? You know, so the whole point of the process is to help them shift. As I call it, shift their shiz. To help them shift.
I love that.
And that's a tool that I use with people. And you know, the whole process takes maybe 15, 20 minutes to go through the questions. And it's amazing how much I use it myself. It's amazing how much it can help you shift. And even sometimes you just need a little bit of a shift just to get out of that low energy vibe that you're in, you know, when you're in a state of fear, or to help you to even just gain some clarity on the situation. So that you don't feel like a victim. You know, the whole point of the process is to help get people out of being like in victim mode to feeling more empowered. Because that's where when you feel empowered, you know, you feel like, oh, wait, I can find a solution for this. I can create, I can work through this. I can navigate this. But when you're in a victim state of mind, you feel powerless.
That's true. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. How do I solve this? I'm stuck.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's powerful right there. that's just awareness. Right?
Awareness. Yep. Clarity is divine. You know?
Right.
Clarity is divine. It is. You know, you gain that awareness and it just opens up possibilities for you. Right? When you gain that awareness. But
100%.
when you're in that state of being a victim and feeling powerless, you know, you feel like there's no solutions. Like you said, you feel stuck. So gaining that awareness and gaining clarity, it's like it opens a door for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was like mic drop and a half, like realization moment. Because, you know, I've learned over the years, especially with resilience that I teach, acceptance is great and everything, but it's not going to stop you from being fearful, right? Just because you accept the situation doesn't mean like, oh, I'm not afraid anymore. Like, I think what, at least for me, I think what it comes down to is it's not that you don't want to fail. I said something about this way earlier. Did it like a Facebook Live about it. It's not that you're afraid of, I mean, some people are afraid of failing, you know, but it's, fear comes from judgment and the judgment of others.
And so people won't live their lives because they're afraid of what others will say about them, or what they will think about them, or what they'll feel about them. You know, their thoughts, feelings, and beliefs will change about that person if they make this decision, or if they do this, or say something this way, or do that. You see what I'm saying?
Right. I know what you're saying. Absolutely.
And, I wonder how much fear comes from that. If you had to quantify I think a lot.
Right. Oh, a lot. Absolutely, a lot. And the truth is, what other people think about you is none of your business.
Yeah.
You don't have to own that. You don't have to own what other people think about
right.
you. Right?
Yep.
It really is none of your business. So, you know, and I think, you know, part of that, Sean, is how we're raised in society. And I'm not saying that, oh, we're supposed to be uncaring and rude and flippant to people. I'm not, you know, saying that at all. What I'm saying is, when you feel passionate about something, or you're making a decision and you know that that decision is right for you, it doesn't matter what other people think, because that decision, that passion, that knowing, that comes from your inner guidance. And where does our inner guidance come from? Well, it comes from God or the divine or source, spirit, whatever you want to call it. So are you going to listen to the naysayers? Are you going to listen to your own divine wisdom?
Right. So true. That's huge. You know, I was just thinking about this all day today and yesterday, because I've been seeing it a lot. You know, in 2019 so far, what I've seen is the judgment of others. And maybe it's that way every first of the year. Maybe I just didn't notice before, but for the first like week or two, everybody's like, "Well, did that person fail at their resolutions?" It's almost like they're judging and competing against every single person they see. You know, like, how's their year? Oh, their year's sucking. Good. I don't suck as bad as that person. You know, like, they're sucking more than me,
you know?
so I'm good.
Right.
I don't know. I see it.
Yeah, and it's you know, for me, it's very sad to me that we are such a fear-based society. Like, I don't watch the news. If there's something that I need to know, I'll see it online, you know. But that's one of the reasons why, because we're bombarded with fear-based messaging. And I think the majority of society buys into it. And you know what? We don't have to. It's really a choice. And, you know, there's
100%. You said you don't need to own that. You don't need to own it. That's what you said. That person who thinks bad about you, you don't need to own that. That's not for you.
Right.
Like, that's their problem.
Right. And most of the time, you know, when someone is that judgmental towards you, they're just projecting their own stuff onto you.
Yes.
That's their stuff that they haven't dealt with.
Yep.
Right.
100%.
And
absolutely.
You know, and we all do that. We all, you know, do that as humans. But the point is, you can be more consciously aware of it and make a choice of whether you want to do that or not, or whether you want to accept other people's judgments or opinions of you or not.
Right. So what do we do? What do we do instead? What do you usually tell people?
First of all, I tell them that the key thing for me is to connect daily to your own inner guidance.
Uh-huh.
And for me, that's meditation. It may only be 5 minutes.
Love it.
You know, I usually try and do 15, 20. But it's really when we allow ourselves to quiet the mind, and connect with our own inner being, that we open ourselves to really listening to that inner guidance or intuition. Some people call it intuition. So number one, I think that that is really important to give yourself, whether it's meditating and reading or just getting quiet, to give yourself that space, 15, 20 minutes a day, where you really are connected and centered. I think that's huge. That's a starting point. Another tool is to really start practicing paying attention to your thoughts. And when you catch yourself with what I call the negative monkey chatter, which we all have, right?
Okay. I like where this is going.
To acknowledge it and then decide, is this, you know, what I'm thinking, is this really what I want to be thinking? You know, so if you have negative self-talk going on that's filled with doubt, filled with criticism, is that what you really want to tell yourself? Is that being loving towards yourself? No. So you can change it.
Yeah.
So, that's part of my biggest work that I do, is to help people really understand that you can choose your thoughts. Your thoughts don't have to have control over you. You can have control over what you're thinking. And if you don't like what you're thinking, you can change it. Because what we focus on grows stronger in our lives. So if we're constantly thinking about something negative or worrying about a situation that hasn't happened yet, it can become, you know, a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
So become consciously aware of what you're thinking and what you're projecting and what is it that you really desire. And if you're not focusing on what you really desire, then change your thoughts to focus on what you really desire.
Totally. I love it.
Thank you. So
super important. Thank you for sharing that.
It's really very simple, Sean. I didn't say it's easy, because it takes time.
Right.
And it's a daily practice. It's not that I don't ever become negative. I do. In fact, my boyfriend told me yesterday that I needed to read my own book. So it's practice. It's a daily practice. It's something that I am going to have to practice every day for the rest of my life. You know, it's just like, you know, brushing your teeth and showering. You know, you don't just do it once and you're done. You do it every day, right? So that's how it is too with changing your thoughts and being, you know, being the captain of your own thinking and learning how to release your fear. It's practice. It's a, you know, one step at a time. And there may be days where you're doing really well, and then there may be other days where something, where you get blindsided by something and, you know, it really knocks you on your ass. Right? Because that's life.
Oh, man. I hate that too. You know, I'm pretty good at forecasting things out. Like, if this happens, then this, like the cause and effect, right? If this happens, then this happens. I'm pretty good about forecasting things out. But I'll tell you what, I am not good at overcoming something when something really big. I mean, you know, like, oh, I got a flat tire. Okay, cool. You know, whatever. The big stuff that like knocks you on your ass,
right,
that takes me a second. that because I take it so hard. Like, I really do. I take it, to me, the world is exploding.
Right.
And I don't know if it, I don't know if it's because I value myself, you know, and I'm very judgmental of myself and hard on myself. So sometimes somebody says, even my TEDx talk, everybody's like, oh my gosh, it was amazing. And inside I'm like, that sucked. I bombed it. I just automatically, like, in my head, death. It sucked. No one's going to watch it. It's stupid. You know, like, but it wasn't the case, you know, it turned out great.
Yeah,
so,
it was a great talk. It was a fabulous talk.
But I do, I'm like, that sucks. No one's going to watch it. Oh my God. And then I get into this like death spiral. I don't know why.
Right. Right. And that's
I don't know
your
why.
Negative, you know, that's your monkey chatter going on there.
Yeah.
And I think we as humans, we tend to be our own worst critics, right? And hardest on ourselves and the most judgmental on ourselves. And, you know, part of my work in the book, you know, Liberating Fear and Letting Love In, you know, which is part of the title, it's really also about learning to love and accept yourself. You talk about the acceptance of a situation. It's about acceptance of yourself as well and loving yourself through those situations. We're going to fail. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to get right. angry. We're going to, you know, we're human. And yet, when we act in ways that maybe where we don't show up in our best form, you know, we have to forgive ourselves and not be so hard on ourselves. That doesn't mean we don't improve. It doesn't mean that we don't say, I don't need to learn anything, you know, because we're constantly evolving and changing
right.
and learning and growing, you know, in order, in my opinion, for us to live our best lives, right?
True.
Yet, when we don't measure up in our own mind, we need to let that crap go, you know, because five minutes from now is a whole different moment, right? Tomorrow is a new day. And so often we just keep dragging that stuff along behind us for no positive purpose.
Man, nailed it.
So we have to practice, really practice loving ourselves. And I believe the more that you can love and accept yourself as you are, the more we open ourselves to be loving and accepting of other people.
Okay. Yeah, I can get down with that. I agree with
that.
And
when we can begin to start doing that as a society, it's going to change how we treat one another. And ultimately, it'll change the world. It's a process, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely it is. 100% it is. So, as we start to close the show, we do a shameless plug. You can plug friends, quotes, websites, Facebook, whatever it is that you want the audience members to know about you and what you do. This is the shameless plug.
Okay.
Go.
Okay. So if you need a speaker to talk about transitioning and navigating through change, particularly in an organization. I love to work with organizations who are going through major shifts. There's a lot of fear of change in organizations, so that's an area where I love to come in and speak and do workshops. If you're interested in my book, and we'll find those on Amazon. And I will be launching within the next month my audiobook, And that you'll be able to find on Audible and also on my website. So that's my plug, my shameless plug. And follow me on Facebook. Find me on Facebook. You can like my page,
yes.
Carolyn Bennett Sullivan. And follow me there. And I'd love to hear, you know, your comments, suggestions, criticisms. It's all good.
Perfect. So give us a nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action today.
Okay. When you are experiencing a fear-based emotion, I want you to ask yourself in that moment, is this serving me? What can I learn from this? And how can I move past this? And do that as soon as you are feeling those that emotion and see how you shift. So is this serving me? What can I learn from this? And how can I move past this?
Love it. Is this serving me? Dang. I need to start asking myself that. Because sometimes we got these emails that come through, right? You're like, why am I on her list? I don't understand why I get these emails. Why am I on this list? Unsubscribe. There's another, you know, $50 charge or $97 charge in my bank account. You know, and so if you really audited your life, if you really audited your life and really looked at where you spend your time and money, I bet there's a couple wasters there that are not serving.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Right.
I think we're early enough in the year. We should probably do that, right? Sit down with ourselves
right.
and figure out what's serving us and what's not.
Yeah. Is this serving me in a positive way? Now, some people will continue to do things that serve them in a negative way, you know, and that's not what I'm talking about. Is this serving me in a positive way? And if it isn't, it's time to let it go. It's time to release it.
Yep.
So often our negative emotions aren't serving us in a positive way. It's just, you know, old beliefs that we keep recycling over and over and over again.
Yep.
So I do want 100%. To offer your listeners, Sean, I do want to offer your listeners.
Okay.
If they are interested in the Free Your Fear process, they can email me at carolyn@carolynbsullivan.com. And I'll send them a free copy of that.
Sounds good. Thank you for that. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Close. Is there anything else that you would want the listeners to know or to do?
I want them to know that they are incredible divine beings, that they are powerful and that they are worthy and that they're here for a purpose. And to let their light shine, to not allow whatever fear holds them back to drive their life. To really honor themselves and to go after their passions and go after their dreams, because they have those passions and dreams for a reason.
Yep.
You know,
I love it. I love it. Thank you for spending time with us today and incredible, incredible content and wisdom from you, Carolyn, to the listeners.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
Sean.
So much.
Thank you for having me. This was just, it was so much fun.
Absolutely. Hey, tell everybody the title.
Time.
I'm sorry?
I had a great time.
Oh, good. So in the show notes, if everybody wants to watch the TEDx talk, it's right there. But give us the name of your TEDx talk.
I'm laughing because I looked at it today and now I can't remember it. It is,
pull it up.
What is it? Yeah.
Driving innovation through curiosity. Yeah. Yep.
Driving innovation through curiosity. Yep.
Yep. And I love where you started off. You like walked up on stage. You're like, curiosity killed the cat. Like,
yeah.
I was like, all right, I like where this is going.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
And actually, Nico is right by me right now, my sweet kitty Nico.
Oh,
so,
nice.
And he's still very curious.
I love it.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, yeah. Everybody should come check that out. Driving Innovation Through Curiosity. Everybody should check that out. TEDx Wilmington. It was an amazing talk. I loved it. So, but I want to thank
you
so much for your time and energy and sharing with us today.
Thank you so much, Sean. This was really delightful. I really enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
So
you're welcome.
It.
Life Transmission Radio listeners, an amazing guest who is impacting the world around her. If anything resonated with you, please reach out to Caroline on Facebook, reach out to her on LinkedIn, go to her website, carolynbsullivan.com. Watch her TEDx talk and share it. If you watched it and you enjoyed it, then share the TEDx talk for the rest of the world to see. I ask that you subscribe, rate, and review Life Transformation Radio so that other people can find the show and listen and hopefully get some inspiration from the guests that I bring on the show. And with that, I end the show by saying, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the core values that you hold deep in your heart. And I call this living your brand. So until next episode, live a great life.